Hello, and welcome to this Blind Inventor Association's VetTech. I am Tim, the Director of Special Initiatives and the host of the VetTech series. This episode features a recording from our January 11th weekly Wednesday webinar, where we are joined by Liz from Vispero to inform us about the different ways we can use place markers to perform a variety of tasks with JAWS, like make shortcuts on websites so we can quickly navigate to different aspects of the webpage, copy and select text, and navigate Word documents and Excel files. With that stated, let's go right into this session.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim. Well, welcome, everyone. And thank you for having us again here. It's great to be here. And we really enjoy doing these for you every month. And so place markers are an interesting feature of JAWS. And there are so many different ways to use them. And I'm going to share my screen here in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about what they are and the two different types of place markers that we have here available to us. So place markers are available on web pages and HTML documents and PDF documents and things like that. You can also use them in Word documents and even in Excel. And I think that's one of my favorite things about place markers is the different ways you can use them and the different places you can use those. We have, as I said, two different types of place markers. We have permanent place markers and we have temporary place markers. So a place marker is a bookmark that you can set on a web page. We're primarily going to be talking about web pages, but when we talk about temporary place markers, we will get into Word documents and on spreadsheets and Excel, just a little bit about that, because there are a few really interesting things you can do and they work really uniquely there. So, but a place marker is a bookmark. It's invisible, you can't see it, but it's a mark that you can set to quickly navigate to a place on a web page where, you know, that you visit frequently. So I'll give you a couple of examples here. Let's say that you have a web page that you visit and you need to do a few things on that web page and you don't want to have to arrow through or tab or use the letter H to go way down the web page to find a certain thing. You can set a permanent place marker there. And when you do that, you can navigate the place markers on the page with the letter K, just like you use the letter H or T, or B for headings, tables, or buttons. You can use the quick navigation key K, as in kilo, and you can press Shift K to go backward, navigate backward through those place markers. So again, you know, it just gives you a really quick way to navigate through a page. And also in online or web-based applications where, you know, maybe you have a situation where you have some information you need to get to quickly, or maybe you need to fill out something, but you don't need to fill out every field in a form or on a page. Maybe you just need to do certain things. The permanent place marker gives you a quick way, an easy way to do that.
USA Jobs, the federal government.
All right, so I'm here on the usajobs.gov website, and I just thought I would start with this one because, you know, if this is a site that somebody frequents and there are certain things that you want to check every day or every week, you know, there's some really easy ways to do that. So I'm here on the site and the first thing that I want to do is log in. Now, of course, if you're on your computer, you may choose to remain logged in automatically, but when you're on the site, but if you don't, this is still a, you know, great thing to be able to jump to quickly. Now on this page, it happens to be pretty high up here on the page, but now, and again, you know, there are always many ways to do a certain task. So for example, you could look for a login link, a sign-in link, whatever it's called. You could use the find command, things like that. But, you know, different web pages call it different things. Here it's called sign-in. On some web pages, it's called login. And sometimes it's hard to remember, you know, what page, what it's called on what page. So I personally like to use it on pages where I need to log in or sign in every time. So I'm going to down arrow here to find it because I know that it's near the top. I could also use the find command, control F as in Foxtrot.
An official main nav visited link USA Jobs logo, list of three items, link graphic account logged out graphic sign in.
All right. So it's a link. It's also a graphic here and it said account logged out sign in. All right, so I'm going to create a mark here that I can jump to quickly. And to do that, this is a permanent place marker. Now, what this means is that every time I come to this page, I can use this place marker, and I can create several place markers on a page. I'm going to press Control Shift K, which is going to bring up the place markers dialog.
Place marker list dialog. Place marker list view. 0 items.
Now it says I have 0 items here because I don't actually have any place markers on this page. Let's just tab through this dialog first just to find out what we have here. But if I did have place markers here, by the way, if I had some, it would have listed those and I could navigate them with my up and down arrow keys. So I'm going to tab.
Add dot 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 button, Alt plus A.
All right, there's an add button. And of course, I could go there if I wanted to create a new one. I could also just press enter in the list. If I don't arrow to a particular place marker, I can just press enter and it'll bring up the new dialog. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'm going to tab again.
Cancel button, Alt plus C.
Okay, there's a cancel button. And you notice here it's saying things like Alt plus C, Alt plus A. It's giving you keyboard commands that you could use without having to tab to these things.
Display place markers for all radio button checked, 3 of 3.
And here we have some choices. We have a box here that has 3 different choices. We can display the place markers for all. I'm going to up arrow.
Display place markers for domain radio button checked.
And these are radio buttons. So whichever one you're on, whichever one the focus is on is going to be checked. Display the place markers for a domain. Now, a domain is, you know, usajobs.gov. So any page on that domain, if you had place markers, you know, you could display for that domain.
Display place markers for URL radio button checked.
And that would just display the place markers for that URL, which is the web page or the web address, I'm sorry, of a particular page. So I'm going to go back to all.
Display place markers for all radio button checked.
And that's what's selected by default. Then if I tab again.
Place marker list view, 0 items.
I'm back here in the list. All right, so we want to add a place marker. So let's say we just pressed Control Shift K as in kilo. And I'm going to enter here.
Enter place marker list dialog. Add place marker dialog. Name, edit.
I'm going to slow this down just a tad.
Slower.
Okay. So it automatically places us in a field where we can name this place marker. And by default, it's going to give it a name that is the name of whatever text that we were on, which in this case, I'm going to press insert up arrow for say line. Let's read it here.
Name, edit account logged out, sign in.
So it's called account logged out, sign in. I want to shorten that to just sign in because, you know, that's all I need to know is sign in. If I have that sign in option, then, you know, I'm going to assume that I am logged out. So I'm going to locate this. I can navigate this with my arrow keys. For example, control left arrow will take me word by word to the beginning. I can also press home to go to the beginning of the line.
In, sign out, log account.
So I'm at the beginning here. I'm just going to select the words I want to remove, which is account logged out.
Account logged out, selected.
And I'm going to backspace.
Space, selection deleted.
All right. So now what I have is I'll press insert up arrow so we can do a say line.
Name, edit, sign in.
So that's what it's going to name the place marker. So now when you navigate to this area using the letter K on the web page, it's going to read the text as it is actually written out, which is what we just had. But in place markers list, it's going to list it as sign in. All right, I'll tab again.
Define for all pages on current domain checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check this because on the current domain, if you go to different pages, for example, if you go to the help page and other pages, you still have that link where you can go sign in. So maybe, you know, maybe I haven't signed in, or maybe I thought I was signed in and I'm on a page where I'm looking for something and I want an easy way to sign in. I can still use that letter K to jump to that place marker. So I'm going to press space to check that.
Space checked.
All right, tab again.
Anchor to text checkbox not checked.
All right, so this one is anchor to text and it's not checked by default. So here's what this means. All right, so you're on the text that you want to set the place marker for. If you choose not to anchor the place marker to the text, it's going to anchor it to that location. Should that page be updated, let's say they do an update next week, and let's say that link or that text that you want to set the place marker for has moved slightly, it's just going to be anchored to that location. If you choose to anchor it to the text, if that text is, let's say it's been moved down the line or something like that, then it's going to anchor it to that text. So we're going to press space to check that.
Space. Anchor the text checkbox checked.
All right.
Anchor text, edit.
So the next thing we have is anchor text, and it's an edit field. It reads the text to me. I'm going to press insert up arrow here to say line.
Anchor text, edit account, logged out, sign in.
All right. That's the text that it's anchoring it to, and I'm going to leave it that way because that's the text that's on the web page. So I'm going to tab.
OK button, Alt plus O.
And it says Alt plus O. So I could actually press Alt plus O, or since I've already tabbed to the OK button, I could press space. But I could have pressed Alt plus O from anywhere in this dialog. So I'm going to press space.
Space.
All right. Now, it didn't say anything, but I think I'm on my web page here.
List of three usage jobs.
Yeah. OK. And you can always do insert T if you want to know where you are. All right. So I went to the top of the page, and I'm going to press the letter K.
Account logged out, sign in, link graphic.
And there I am. It took me right to that link. Now, it does not activate the link. It just takes you to that link. All right. Let's set another one on another page here real quickly. And then we can talk about a setting for place markers that I think is really interesting. So I'm going to find the search button. There's a really neat feature on this page. I'm going to find the search button here.
Search button.
And if I down arrow.
Visited link search tips.
There is a link to a help page that gives you search tips. And I think this is a really neat feature because it tells you how to search on this site. So I'm going to press enter to go to that page.
Enter. USA Jobs, the federal government's official employment site.
All right. So I'm going to go to the top,
USA.
Control home. You don't have to do that. I just like to do that. That way it kind of gives me a starting point. So I'm going to press the letter H for heading and find that heading for search tips.
Help center heading level one, how to search heading level one.
Okay, how to search, that's what it's called. Now, this may not be something that I would typically create a place marker for, but you could. If this was something that you wanted to refer to frequently, or there was some kind of, you know, help or tips on a page you want to refer to frequently, you could. So let's just press Control Shift K.
Place marker list dialog.
And I'm going to press enter to create a place marker.
Enter place marker list dialog. Add place marker dialog. Name. Edit how to search.
All right, that's fine. I like that name. I'll tab.
Define for all pages on current domain checkbox not checked. Alt plus D.
Since it's just on this page, I really don't need to worry about that, I think. So I'm going to tab again.
Anchor the text checkbox not checked. Alt plus A.
I'm going to space there.
Space checked.
Anchor to text. All right, I'll tab again.
Anchor text, edit how to search, Alt OK button. Alt.
And that's all fine. So I'm going to press space on OK.
Space.
All right.
May.
So now I'm here on this page and I'm going to press K.
Search edit, search for help. How to search heading level one.
And I already had one on the search, but so it did bring us to that heading for how to search. And so that would be a quick way. Let's say this heading was maybe 10 headings down on the page. I could just get there quickly by using K for place marker. Another way to do it would be to bring up your place markers list with Control Shift K.
Place marker list dialog. Place marker list view. Not selected. Sign in domain. One of two.
Now, you heard sign in domain. That's because sign in is the first place marker we created, and that was on the main homepage for USA Jobs. But that sign-in link is here on this help page as well. And it said domain because I told it that I wanted it to be available on any page in this domain, any page on usajobs.gov where the sign-in link was available. I want that place marker to be there. If I down arrow,
how to search document.
We have how to search, and that's the heading that we just created the place marker for that's going to give us some information on how to search. So if I wanted to go to the place marker, I could press enter here and it would take me to that location. But we're in the list. Let's go ahead and tab.
Add dot 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 button. Alt.
Of course, we can add another one.
Move to button. Alt plus M.
That's a move to button. If you could just also use that button to go to that place marker as well.
Change dot 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 button, Alt plus H.
There's where you could change the place marker. So if I wanted to go in and say, yeah, I want this to be anywhere on this domain, I could do that.
Remove button, Alt.
And here's where I could remove the place marker. So I'm going to go ahead and do that by pressing space.
Space. Main region.
And it brings me back to the web page. And if I press Control Shift K again, let's see what our list has in it.
Place marker list dialog. Place marker list view. Not selected. Sign and domain. One of one.
And now it says one of one. So that's how permanent place markers work. I'm going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape.
And again, you can use these in online applications that are web-based. You can use these on web pages. In a minute, we're going to talk about temporary place markers. But before we get to that, I want to show you an interesting setting here in the JAWS Settings Center where you can really customize your place markers. So I'm going to press Insert 6 on the number row.
Chrome JAWS Settings Center dialog.
All right, and that brings up Settings Center. Right now it's set for Chrome because that's the application I'm in. I want to set it for this domain, so I'm going to press Control-Shift-W.
JAWS Settings Center www.usajobs.gov.jcf.
And it's going to create a file here, add this to the JAWS settings. So now I'm in a search box. I'm going to start typing the word place markers.
P-L-A-C-E-M. Custom place marker page summary.
All right, so now I know we have a setting here. I'm going to down arrow to get there.
New search results list box. Custom place marker page summary. Do nothing.
So this is called the custom place marker summary. What this means is you have a few options here for how place markers, what information you get about your place markers when a page loads. Mine is set on do nothing, but if I press the space bar,
space, speak place markers on page load.
So if you set it to speak place markers on page load, it's going to do just that. It's going to speak the place markers when the page loads, just like it speaks a lot of other information about links and things like that. But the one I really like is I'm going to press space again.
Space, list place markers and results viewer on page load.
List place markers and results viewer on page load. So what will happen there is you have, your virtual viewer that we use when you do things like pressing insert F5 or insert F6 or, things like that to get information. So if you press insert F5, you're going to get, a list of form fields and things like that or HTML elements. And so, if you press insert F7, it brings up a list of links. All those things are in the virtual viewer. Well, same thing for place markers. If you have this as your setting where it's going to load the page, it's going to open that virtual viewer and it's going to place all the place markers there so that let's say you have, something that you do on a web page every time you visit it and you want to go straight there, you can just get that list of place markers. You can navigate through them and press enter on the one you want. I'm going to press space.
Space, do nothing.
And then it's back to do nothing. Now, if you make a change here, you would need to tab to apply or press Alt-A. If you tab to apply, you press space, and then you're going to tab to OK and press the space bar again. And that's going to save your settings. So I'm going to press Escape.
Escape, search edit box.
And I'm going to press again.
Escape, escape.
Get out of the Settings Center. And that is what I wanted to show you about permanent place markers. So temporary place markers on a web page. There are a couple things you can do with temporary place markers. And I'm going to talk about web pages versus documents and spreadsheets here. But a temporary place marker, you can have one per page. And for example, if I'm on this site and I want to, maybe I'm searching for jobs and I want to, create a temporary place marker at the beginning of the results so that every time I search, I can go to that same spot. Now, things may move around. I'm not really sure exactly how that works on all sites, but for the most part, I've used that on a lot of sites where I want to jump right to the results. And, I'd have to do the search first, of course, because I need some results. But if I wanted to go down to like where it says sort or something like that, I can create a place marker there. So that's one way to use temporary place markers. Now, when you create one, and then let's say you want to create a different one on that page, because you can only have one per page, it will just move the one you've created. It'll just move it to wherever that next location is. The other benefit here of using temporary place markers is that you can use them to select text. So if you want to copy and paste text in a document, if you want to copy it from a website, and if you're selecting text and you're holding down shift and you're pressing down arrow and things like that, if you accidentally let off the shift key and you hit down arrow, you've just deselected everything that you had selected. So when you're trying to select articles and log pieces of information, things like that, it's just a really great feature because you can start your selection with the place marker, that temporary place marker, and then you have a command for marking your spot. All right, so I'm going to go to our Freedom Scientific blog to demonstrate this because I want to find an article.
Control L tool.
So I'm going to type blog.freedomscientific.com.
Enter. Freedom. Page.
All right, let's see here. Freedom. All right, I'm going to press the letter H to find a blog post.
Freedom category, subscribe January 2023, student of the month, 2022 year end review.
All right, let's go to our student of the month post here.
January.
I'm going to press enter to open it.
Enter Freedom Scientific blog and dash news from the cutting edge of.
All right.
Save.
So if I want to select the text of the blog post, I'm going to navigate to it here.
January 2023 student of the month highlights heading.
All right.
Hey,
so this is a post about our student of the month program, and we did a highlight video for January, and we wrote a blog post to accompany that. So I'm here on the title, and I'm going to insert a temporary place marker, and I'm going to do that by pressing Control Windows K.
Temporary place marker set.
All right, so I set a temporary place marker. Now, if I go somewhere else and I set another temporary place marker, it's going to replace, it's going to replace it with, this one won't be here anymore. It's going to be replaced. But I have this temporary place marker here. And what that does is it marks a spot right here. So this is going to be the beginning of the text I want to select. Now, rather than having to hold down shift down arrow and select all this text, I can just navigate to the end of the text I want to select. And this place marker is still going to be here. So, you know, even if I forget, you know, come back, maybe I get interrupted with a phone call or something happens, it's still going to be here. I don't have to set it again. So I'm going to navigate down here and go a few paragraphs down and.
Link January same pay the Freedom Scientific student of the month techno stories heading level 2 Michaela.
All right. So let's say I just want to copy. Well, let's see. I'll just go to the end of it.
Payton is heading level 2, Holly. Nominate a student heading level.
All right. So.
Blank, period, blank.
I'm here at the place where I want to end my selection, right? I want to, I have that place marker that's marking the beginning of the selection. Now I want to end the selection. I'm going to do that with a layered command, a JAWS layered command. That's insert space.
Space.
Followed by the letter M for mark.
Selecting between marked place and current position.
All right, and there we go. So I'm going to mark the spot, insert space,
space,
M.
Selecting between marked place and current position. Copied selection to clipboard.
And Control C, yeah, the crucial step there. But I'm going to go over here.
Document.
And I'm going to press Alt Control V.
Add list box.
And I'm going to choose
unformatted Unicode text.
Unformatted Unicode text. Now, this is not something that you have to do. You could just press Control V and paste it. But again, you know, sometimes like if you have tables and things like that, you may want to do that, but sometimes you just have so much content that it takes with it all the HTML stuff. So,
edit page.
All right, and now we have
page 1, top of file, January 2023 student of the month highlights.
All right, and we go to the end.
Page 3, bottom blank. Page 2, technology and mobility skills. Then we'll attend college to per page 3, blank.
And we have all the text there that we pasted. So that's just a really quick way to grab a lot of text at once. And you can do this in Word documents too, by the way, if you're in a Word document. Now, a couple of things there. You cannot select the first line of a document. So if you want to place, well, okay, wait, let me say that again. You cannot create a temporary place marker on the first line of a document. If you try to do that, it's gonna give you an error. You also have to save your document before you're able to do that. So I'm just going to save this document here really quickly.
Save as dialog.
And I'll just save as.
Excerpt blank. Log.
Okay. Now save the document. So
edit on the page.
If I go to the top here.
Page 1. Top of file.
And I use Control Windows K.
Setting a marked place at the beginning of the document is not valid.
All right, tells me it's not valid, but
AJ.
I can just hit enter and create a blank line.
Blank.
Now we have a blank line at the top. And now I can set that place marker.
Marking place.
So here we've marked the place. Same thing, we can go down to wherever we want. We can press insert space and the letter M.
Elizabeth, the Freedom Scientist, Elizabeth Whitaker, January 3rd, 2nd, 0 to the
All right.
blank.
So if I do that.
Selecting between marked place and current position.
Now, here's the beauty of it. From here, I can copy, I can cut, I can format. You know, I could bold this, I could underline, I could do a number of things. So if I wanted to bold it, I could press Control B.
Bold on.
And then if I want to verify that, I can press Insert F as in Foxtrot.
Bolded, 11 point.
So I just wanted to show you, you know, that. So if you have text, you want to format it, you want to copy it, whatever, you can select it using place markers. Now, one other way, and I'm not actually going to do this because I don't want to set everyone's voice assistant off. However, if you say the wake word or you use the keyboard command, insert alt spacebar, you bring up the voice assistant, you can say, you can use the wake word for JAWS, and you can say start selection. And what it's going to do, you go to where you want to start that selection. You can do this on a web page, you can do this in a document, and it will insert a place marker right there. And then you go to where you want to stop selecting text, the end of the text you want to select, and you do that same thing. You say the wake word or use the keyboard command, and you say end selection, or I think it's finish selection. Start selection and finish selection. And it will do the equivalent of that insert space followed by the letter M command for marking the place. And so that's just another way to do it with your voice. I just wanted to let you guys know that. Now in Excel, the really neat thing that you can do there, you can also mark cells in Excel. And you know, you can, just like on a web page, you can have one temporary place marker per page. You can also have one temporary place marker per Word document and per worksheet. But in Excel, if you have multiple worksheets in a workbook, you could have one temporary place marker per workbook, and you can press Alt Windows K.
You are already at the marked place. Blank.
Well, let me do it from another. I'm not in Excel, but if I wanted to.
Returning to marked place.
In Word, that actually just brings you to your place marker, because you can't press the letter K, right? You need to turn on your quick nav keys.
Quick keys on. This key is unavailable.
Which that's not available in Word, unfortunately. So quick. We don't have those quick nav, or we don't have the same navigation key. So in Word,
blank.
If you want to jump to that place marker, you can press Alt Windows K.
Returning to marked place.
And it takes you there. In Excel, if you press Alt Windows K, it brings up a list of place markers in your workbook. So let's say you have five spreadsheets that you're working on, and you have a place marker in each one, you get a list of all those place markers. And it tells you what sheet they're on, sheet one, sheet two, or if the sheets are named. And if you press enter on one, it jumps you right to that worksheet. So if you're on the first sheet and you need to go to the third spreadsheet very quickly, you can, in that a specific place on that sheet, you can do that using the place markers. So I know that's a lot of information, but I did want to show you guys how it worked in Word and how it worked in Excel, and just how powerful place markers are. So once again, just to kind of summarize a little bit here, we have permanent place markers, which you can use on web pages to jump to, very quickly navigate to the certain places, and you can have several place markers per page. And you know, you can bring up a list of place markers and navigate. And then temporary place markers, you can use those, you can set one per page or one per document or one per spreadsheet. And you can use those to navigate to a place quickly, but you can also use those to start, to mark the beginning of text that you would like to select.
The Blind and Veteran Association would like to thank Liz and you all for joining us on this episode of the Vet Tech series. If you enjoy this episode, please feel free to like, subscribe, and share this episode so that more may learn about the BVA as well as assistive technologies. To learn more about the BVA, visit us online at bva.org. And for more about VetTech, visit us at bva.org/VetTech. Thank you very much and have a nice day.